A violent shaking, a very loud vroom. That's what flight attendant Rachel Fernheimer says she felt and heard when she was in a bathroom on the plane. It wasn't turbulence, as she thought, though. She opened the door to find smoke in the cabin and debris flying around. She tells the National Transportation Safety Board in a newly released interview she went row by row securing oxygen masks as passengers asked, "Are we going to make it?" Fernheimer found Jennifer Reardon buckled in her row 14 seat, but with her upper body sucked down a broken window. With help from two men, one who stuck his arm outside, grabbed Reardon by the shoulder, they got her back in the plane. Reardon later died from her injuries. In testimony, Mark Habedank with fan blade maker CFM says the blade that failed on 1380 had been inspected in 2012. They've since learned a small crack, about a 16th of an inch, existed at that time, but technology then couldn't catch it. He tells John DeLisi with the NTSB that inspections today are better equipped. Eight blades have been pulled.
That's a lot of blades that are cracking. Is this a surprise to CFM to see blades being pulled from service long before the expected fatigue life?
Well, yes, unexpected up until a couple of years ago, till we understood the problem.
Further questioning involved the engine on that Boeing 737-700 that failed to contain the shrapnel. Ian Bush, KYW News Radio.